From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. North and South Korea agreed on Tuesday to hold military talks to improve relations. Doug Bernard reports that after the two nations held their first formal discussions in more than 2 years.
The rival nation said in a joint statement they have agreed to defuse the current military tension and to hold military talks to address the issue. North Korea also agreed Tuesday to participate in the Pyeongchang Olympics to be held in February in South Korea. The talks were aimed at facilitating North Korea's participation in the Olympics and finding ways to reduce heightened tensions over Pyongyang's growing nuclear and missiles development programs. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
European playmaker Airbus said it plans to boost the number of planes it makes in China under a deal signed in Beijing on Tuesday to expand cooperation at its Tianjin assembly plant. Bronwyn Benito has the details.
The provisional deal was signed during a state visit to China by French President Emmanuel Macron. Airbus said the latest Tianjin agreement would result in production increasing to 6 aircraft per month, up from 4 at present, at the local final assembly line for the Airbus A320 family of jets. Bronwyn Benito, VOA News.
A suspected suicide bomber has killed at least 6 people and wounded more than 15 others in southwestern Pakistan. The attack Tuesday targeted a police vehicle in a high-security area in Quetta, the capital of violence-hit Baluchistan province. Doctors and rescue workers said the victims were mostly police personnel and several of those injured were in critical condition. For additional stories as well as pictures and videos, follow Voice of America on social media. This is VOA News. Japanese Foreign Minister Taro Kono on Tuesday said that Tokyo could not accept South Korea's demands for additional measures regarding a 2015 bilateral agreement on the touchy matter of Korean women forced to work in Japanese wartime brothels. Isha Sarai has more.
Kono made the remarks to reporters after South Korean Foreign Minister Kang Kyung-hwa said Seoul was not seeking to renegotiate the agreement, but that Tokyo needed to make further efforts to help the victims.
The agreement is part of the foundations of the bilateral cooperation and the establishment of future-oriented relationship between Japan and South Korea that is also currently also dealing with the threat from North Korea.
Under the agreement, Japan apologized to victims and provided $8.8 million to a fund to support them. Kono added that the ministry would protest against South Korea's demands through diplomatic channel in Tokyo and Seoul. Isha Sarai, VOA News.
Julian Satterthwaite says that Thailand's Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha has adopted a unique tactic to avoid tricky questions from reporters.
Thailand's Prime Minister has found a unique way of avoiding tricky questions from reporters. Refer all questions to a cardboard cutout of himself. On Monday, Prayuth Chan-o-cha spoke briefly to journalists, but when it came to questions, "Ask this guy" was the response. Selfies with the cutouts about all the assembled press could get. The leader hasn't explained the tactic, which faces mounting criticism. Human Rights Watch says the actions show his contempt of media criticism in a country which has yet to restore democracy since a 2014 coup. In all, 17 life-sized cutouts of Prayuth have been set up around the government compound ahead of Children's Day on Saturday.
That was reporter Julian Satterthwaite. An Iranian oil tanker continues to burn in the East China Sea 3 days after it collided with a Chinese cargo ship off of China's east coast. China's Ministry of Transport said Tuesday that efforts by emergency vessels to extinguish the fire and search for missing crewmen were hampered by poor weather conditions at sea, including strong winds and choppy waves, along with toxic fumes from the wrecked tanker. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has announced that more than 260,000 Salvadorans living in the United States will be stripped of temporary protected status. The DHS ruled that conditions in El Salvador had improved enough for a return home, despite a 16-year history of integration across multi-generational households. The end of the TPS for Salvadorian communities comes in the footsteps of similar decisions regarding beneficiaries from Haiti, Nicaragua, and Sudan. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.